The following is a recording for Andrew LaPont with the Florida Atlantic University Board of Trustees on Tuesday, January 26, 2016 at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time.
Good morning. Since this is PNC, Personnel and Compensation Committee, I'm going to turn it over to Dr. Teske, who is the chair.
Thank you, Mr. Barber. As many of you that were at the summit or the retreat, we had a discussion and a proposal to make an adjustment in Dr. Kelly's contract as it pertained to the performance bonus. And one of the discussions that came up was that we needed to do a survey of the universities, state universities, which has been concluded. And at this point, our chairman, Barber, will give you the results of that particular study. However, I believe we need to have roll call to see who is present and who may need further clarifications if they were not at the retreat. So, Andrew, would you please call roll call?
Trustee Teske?
Here.
Trustee Barber?
Here.
Trustee Kane? Trustee McDonald?
Here.
Trustee Workman?
Here.
Trustee Beadle?
Here.
Trustee Davis? Trustee Dennett?
Here.
Trustee Edmonds? Trustee Feingold? Trustee Lowberry? Trustee Rubin? Trustee Tess? Here, we have a quorum.
Thank you, Andrew. We appreciate that very much. So at this point, I would like to turn the meeting back for an update to our chairman, Mr. Barber. And if there are any further questions that either Mr. Barber can answer, we also have our attorney, Mr. Keehan.
Chairman Teske, before Chairman Barber presents his items, can you ask if we have any public comment?
All right. Yes, sir. Thank you for reminding me of that. Do we have any public comment, or did anybody call in or write in anything, Andrew?
There was no public comment.
Thank you very much.
Andrew, this is sorry to interrupt. Andrew, this is Dan Kane. Just want to let you know he's present.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. As you know, on January 17, 2014, the board unanimously selected Dr. John Kelly to serve as our president. As a part of that, we negotiated a contract that called for Dr. Kelly to be eligible for annual performance bonus of up to 10%. Overall, that ranked Dr. Kelly's total compensation package at 8 out of 10 SUS institutions surveyed. We did not include New College or Florida Polytechnic because their size and development stage are not comparable to the rest of the system. If they had been included, then Dr. Kelly would have ranked 8th out of 12. On September 21, 2015, the board unanimously voted to retroactively amend the agreement to provide for annual performance compensation of up to 20% of Dr. Kelly's base salary. The amendment was subject to Dr. Kelly's agreement and to the Personnel and Compensation Committee reviewing updated compensation information and determining that the amended compensation terms were reasonable. Dr. Kelly has agreed to the amendment, and in December of 2015, the Chronicle of Higher Ed published the 2015 report on executive compensation at private and public colleges. The compensation survey presented to the board in 2014 has been updated to incorporate the data from the Chronicle's report and other information provided by SUS institutions and the Board of Governors. The updated data shows that if the amendment is adopted, Dr. Kelly's total compensation package would remain ranked 8 out of 10 SUS institutions. So based on that, I would like to make a motion that we approve the amendment.
I so move.
I'll second that.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
What is the total package?
I'm sorry?
Yeah, what is the total package compensation?
Who's asking that question? Oh, Dr. Dennis, is that you?
Yes.
Okay. Could be, it's between $500,000
and
$580,000.
Thank you.
All right, the... motion was made. It was seconded. Is there any further discussion? Hearing no discussion, all signify by saying aye.
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 Anyone opposed? All right. The motion carries, and Dr. Kelly, you will have the amendment to your employment contract. Congratulations. We appreciate your work and all that you do. And thank you, Chairman Barber, for that presentation. I believe at this point that concludes the meeting of our compensation committee. So at this point, we will close this meeting. And I assume everybody will hang up and then dial back in for the regular meeting at 10 a.m. Is that correct, Mr. Keenan?
Sure. Thank you, sir.
You don't.
All right.
If
thank
you don't
you.
Want to hang up, you don't have to hang up. You can just stay on the line.
Or hang up and dial in, whichever it is, the same password.
Okay. We'll just hang on.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, are you there?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Hello?
Is everybody still on?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
It's 9:52, but we can't start till 10 o'clock, everyone, so we're going to start again in about 8 minutes, okay?
Okay.
Great. I'll call back in.
Yeah, me too.
I'll call back in also.
Hold on.
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Good morning, Dr. Teske.
Good morning. How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Very well. And who am I speaking to?
This is Catherine Edmonds.
Oh, and Chris Beadle just logged on as well.
Okay.
Good morning.
Morning.
Call meeting of the FAU Board of Trustees to order. And Andrew, would you call the roll, please?
Trustee Barber?
Here.
Trustee Kane?
Here.
Trustee Beadle?
Here.
Trustee Davis? Trustee Dennett?
Here.
Trustee Edmonds?
Here.
Trustee Feingold? Trustee McDonald? Trustee Mulberry? Trustee Rubin? Here. Trustee Stille?
Here.
Trustee Teske?
Here.
Trustee Workman?
Here.
Here we have a forum.
Thank you. thank you very much for being here and for doing it as a conference call instead of an in-person meeting. I want to congratulate Trustee Stille on his reappointment at the last Board of Governors meeting. Congratulations, Trustee, and welcome back. I also called Trustee Tanner to thank him for his service on our board. And he will be at our March meeting for us to formally recognize his service at that time. Trustee Davis, are you on the phone? Sean Davis has an accounting firm in Fort Lauderdale. S. Davis and Associates. He is very active in the accounting world. He's also active on the Orange Bowl Committee. I think he's the treasurer of the Orange Bowl Committee. He is also active in the Urban League of Broward County, Broward Workshop, and I'm sure at our March meeting he'll be able to introduce himself. But we welcome Trustee Davis to our board. The last 2 weeks, I had the opportunity to be in Tallahassee with President Kelly. We were there for Palm Beach County Days with the Economic Council. And then last week, we were there for the Board of Governors meeting, and I thought that we were able to have some productive meetings. Duke is receiving tremendous support from our local businesses and community and governmental partners. We're very appreciative of that. Like I said, I thought our meetings were very successful. The Board of Governors meeting was a little challenging because all the presidents were invited to make a presentation to the cabinet on Thursday morning, and that was the same morning that FAU was invited to present to the Board of Governors on our partnership with Scripps and Mox Planck. And so all those went very well.
Anthony, I must have missed roll call. It's Mary Beth.
Okay, thank you.
I apologize.
In addition, Sean Davis.
Dr. Feingold, also, you're on the line.
Okay. Trustee Davis, did I hear you say
yes?
Okay, welcome.
Yes, Sean Davis.
Welcome to the board. I gave the rest of the board a brief introduction. But maybe I'll give you a chance to do it now.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. I am Sean Davis. I am a resident of Broward County, a CPA, offices in Broward, Dade, Palm Beach, and Tallahassee. And I'm very excited about this opportunity to serve and to enhance what the school is already doing with the students and the community. So, thank you for having me, and hopefully I will prove to be an asset to the board. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Trustee, and welcome. Okay, Mr. President.
Well, good morning, everyone. Let me just share a little bit of the beginning of this spring semester. It's actually opened very smoothly. No big glitches with the start of the semester. The weather up north is causing all of us to think about recruiting. So several members of the administrative council, in fact, I think every member of the administrative council intends to help recall not only our undergraduate potential students, the high school students who are thinking of coming to FAU, but anybody who is in a recruiting pool. We think about the end of this week and early next week after they're allowed to go back to school in the ice and snow would be a good time to remind them that it's 70 degrees here in Boca today. So we are literally doing that. So I called so far about 50 students who have a high school predicted GPR of over 5.0. Now, remember, 4.0 is what we all used to seek. All of these had enough credits to be at a 5.0 or above, and I still haven't finished all the 5.0s with the 50 applicants that I've called so far. Interesting to do that because either you get a mom, you get an answering machine, or you get a kid who can barely talk because they're a little nervous being on the phone and surprised by getting the call. But quite an interest in FAU, and this will certainly help us with the weather will help us with our out-of-state recruiting. In addition, just to highlight a few things from the Tallahassee trips, we opened the first week of classes here with a trip to Tallahassee, and that was for Palm Beach County Days. Several of us went up to Palm Beach County Days. What we did there was have a chance to talk to the leadership. Ryan Britton did a great job of getting us into the right doors. Jeff Atwater was, again, a tremendous help in guiding us through some of the issues that might be on the floor for people as we met with different members of the delegation. I would say as impressive as anything that happened was that there must have been 55, 60 people from Palm Beach County, and that included everything from business leaders to academic leaders like Robert Avosa, who's the new superintendent of schools, Ava Parker, who's the new president of Palm Beach State College, What was nice is Danny Martell was able to present a comprehensive Palm Beach County plan. It wasn't this group was lobbying for this and this group was lobbying for that. There was one comprehensive plan, and FAU is a huge part of that plan, so it was really pleasant to have so much support from the entire county and particularly from the business community. Then we also went back to Tallahassee this week, so we've been there 2 weeks in a row, or last week. Have not yet been this week, but are ready to go at any moment. It's not an easy place to get to. But this week was quite a different meeting. It was a Board of Governors meeting, and we were in and out of that meeting, meeting with members of the legislature again during opportunity to leave the BOG meeting. We were picked as the university to present on behalf of all the universities the what they call Think Florida. When Think Florida is a concept that the Board of Governors is pushing hard about getting the educated workforce connected with the business community. So there was quite a lot of media there for that event, and also members of Enterprise Florida there to express their support of that event. Then we also had a chance, as Anthony mentioned, to present to the cabinet. Each university president presented what was their plan to address what the governor has challenged us with, and I sent you a copy of the letter that Anthony and I sent into the governor in December. I sent that with the last trustee update, but it's called Ready, Set, Work. And Ready, Set, Work is the governor's look at all the universities and what their top two degrees are in terms of number of students enrolled and graduating. And then he wants to see 100% job placement in those top two. Our top two, number one happens to be accounting, and number two is elementary education and teaching. And so he was quite pleased with our top two, and I would say concerned would be the way to express it, that too many students across the state are majoring in psychology, and psychology is the number one at several universities. And so he's wanting to make sure, I think, with Ready, Set, Work, that we're not just enrolling students, but we're trying to help them find a job at the end of their degree. And so we've all committed to improving that. He is seeking 100% job placement. We all know that there are a variety of circumstances that make 100% really difficult, but it's a good aspiration mark. If you become pregnant, you know, at the end of your senior year, you may not jump right into the job market. And there are a number of other reasons. Students go abroad or do other things at that point in time. But still, to seek 100% employment in those two disciplines that we have at FAU is something that we will be working very hard on. Corey King has been putting together a program that's a comprehensive program that begins career development from the moment you step foot on this campus, quite different from what we've historically done, which would be wait till it's time to graduate. The advisors on campus are going to now pay a whole lot more attention to job placement as a part of their responsibility. I heard a great presentation by Joe Murray on Saturday to the high school guidance counselor advisors about what they perceive to be their role, not just in the undergraduate experience, but in placing that undergraduate in job opportunities. And then yesterday, well, let me mention one other thing. At the cabinet meeting, David Fitzpatrick, who is the CEO of Max Planck, actually did fly up to Tallahassee, spent a whole day to give a 10-minute talk, but it had a huge impact because on the way back he got to talk personally with Wayne Huizenga, Jr., and Norm Tripp about the relationship between Max Planck and FAU. Greg Fields, who is a joint faculty member between Scripps and Max Planck, also presented the partnership with Scripps and Max Planck and FAU on that campus, and we were able to project to the whole board what the vision for that campus is, which is, of course, to have 3,000 of the best honors students in the world located there on the campus. Randy Blakely, who you've heard me mention in some of the, or seen me mention in some of the updates, will be on campus this Thursday and Friday. Randy is the top neuroscience person at Vanderbilt that we got to head the pillar up on what will be called the Brain Institute at FAU. He'll be housed at the Jupiter campus, and Randy will be connected to our med school as well. Art Ross is now fully on board as the interim dean of the College of Medicine, and he has taken over now fully for David, and will direct the day-to-day operations as we start the search on that and two other dean positions. So all three dean positions and all three searches are underway. We're starting to search also for the VP for advancement. And then yesterday we had a chance to be with the governor again. He was making a job announcement at Radice International, which is located in Riviera Beach here in Florida, in South Florida. And at that announcement, the CEO of the company is an FAU grad, and several of the faculty, I mean, several of the high employees in that company are FAU grads. And the interesting thing is it's a civil engineering company that now has taken what they have learned through Jason Hallstrom and the pillar that deals with remote sensing and is now incorporating smart sensors into structures, including bridges and other things, and they've just moved a 60-person team to work on that to Florida. So the governor was pleased with that. We were recognized, FAU was recognized a number of times during that presentation. And for that, we're now moving forward aggressively further with the strategic plan. We're looking at multiple compensation opportunities for the faculty to be able to enhance their salaries based on their high productivity. And then we'll be continuing our negotiations with the union and hopefully reaching a resolution here shortly regarding what the compensation recommendations would be to come to the board. That, Mr. Chairman, that concludes my report, and I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, sir. Andrew, do we have any public comments?
No public comments.
No public comments. Okay. We need to have an approval of the minutes of the September 21 and 22, 2015 meeting and the November 12, 2015 meeting. Can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
So moved.
Moved and seconded. Any questions? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. New business. We have the approval of naming of university elements, and I will invite Mr. Keon to take a deal with that.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The College of Engineering has recently developed a very positive relationship with a local company based out of Delray Beach that is one of the global leading providers of a particular type of internet service called native advertising, and it is the type of advertising that fits both programmatically, content-wise, as well as appearance with the surrounding area of whatever internet device you are viewing, whether you're on your laptop, whether you're at your desktop, on your cellular phone, on your tablet. All of those have different characteristics in the way that they display information, and so it is a challenge for advertisers to be able to display their content in a way that is not disruptive, but rather seamless and integrated into whatever environment you're in. Company based in Delray Beach called BidTelect is one of the world's leading provider of that type of advertising service. And the College of Engineering has forged a strong relationship with BidTelect. And BidTelect has agreed to provide a $300,000 grant to support the college to help establish curriculum in computer programming and engineering. To physically facilitate a dedicated lab space for this type of work, and to provide an annual award. Dr. Kelly was just talking about finding ways to creatively compensate our researchers, or in this case graduate students as well, for work that would be related to this particular area. In grateful recognition for this grant, the college is proposing, and the administration is supporting, that the laboratory, a single laboratory in the College of Engineering building, where much of this work will be taking place, be named the BidTelect Laboratory in recognition of their generous support, both in rehabilitating the lab as well as the programmatic activities taking place. This company is... By the way, was received one of the largest tranches of venture capital funding of any company in the state of Florida last year. They closed a $15 million capital raise the third quarter of last year. The founders of the company had developed advertising.com, had developed prior to that a company that was sold to CNET.com, and prior to that had developed a company that was sold to AOL.com back when AOL was a very, very big deal. So these folks are very substantial, and they are putting down very long roots, and we are proud to be affiliated with them, and we therefore respectfully request that the board approve the naming of the BidTelect Laboratory in the College of Engineering.
Can I have a motion to approve this, the naming of University Elements?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, moved and seconded. Does anybody have any questions or comments? Okay, hearing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Okay, does any member of the BOT have any comments they'd like to make at this time? Okay, hearing none. Thank you for your time this morning. I'd like to have a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
So moved.
So moved.
Moved and seconded. So the meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much, and I look forward to seeing you all at our next meeting, which is March 15th.